I.W. White. Isaac White. Named after my two grandfathers. I was born in Harwich on the 11th of November, 1839. When I was 18, I went to sea. No, not as a cabin boy. Before the mast, same as the rest of them. And at 24, I was captain. 6 years from the time I started. There were 16 boys went off the Cape the same time as I did, but I was the only one of those that got to be captain. My first voyage, New York to San Francisco. Round the Horn. Yes, I've been round 24 times one way or another. My first ship, the Independent, a full-rigged ship. Never sailed in any other kind. That was the first ship I was captain of. I sailed her for 24 years. First trip I took her on was from Cuba to New Brunswick. I never owned a vessel. I was hired for so much. $50 a month as captain. And when I carried Chinamen, I got 95 a day. Sailed to China. China and everywhere. Hong Kong, Shanghai, Java, everywhere. England, Cuba, Australia, Africa. Through the Mediterranean, around the Cape of Good Hope. For 40 years I was at sea. Folks nowadays think they've been to sea when they sail down the mill pond. You went where you were chartered. Summer, winter, all times. I was off the Horn one winter for 41 days. Just stayed there. Westerly winds prevail there for 11 months of the year. God, such a wind! Went to China for 9 years. 9 years of carting Chinamen, coolies. Brought 'em back to San Francisco and took 'em from San Francisco to Portsmouth. From 750 to 800 a trip. Chinamen were shipped all over the world. There was a big trade in them. You have to have control on a ship and keep it and never relax, never. It's training. Training and nerve. I ran that ship and I ran that ship my way. And in a mutiny, I didn't spare 'em. Those men didn't set down for 2 weeks when I got through with 'em. I let 'em have it. Typhoons? I've met 'em in all places. In the Mediterranean, middle of the Pacific, off Cuba. Once I struck one going into Cuba. There was land on both sides of me, and I couldn't see it. God, that's the time when you have to have nerve. Nerve and decision, too. No, I never lost a mast. Luck? God, it was because I was on duty. I was always on duty when I should be. I had no idea of going to sleep and letting someone else do it. I was there. That's why I never had a mishap. Luck. You have to have plenty of nerve, and you have to keep cool. When I was in the China Seas, it was at the time of the Civil War, we often had to set to with the pirates. I had 2 brass cannon forward, but I never had to use them. I was chased several times, but I always got away. The nearest I came to a row was when a ship of Chinese pirates were coming down on me to windward of me. They finally came along beside me, but I backed my sails, and before they knew it, they had gone ahead of me. Then I swung into the wind and got to windward of them myself, and pulled away from them. I had the crew armed and all ready, though. Yes, my men once refused duty. They were in the forecastle. There was only one door that they could come out of. I didn't stop to talk to them, but I stood beside it with the belaying pin, and I caught every man over the head as he came out. Some had bumps bigger than others, but they all had them. Yes, a ship full rigged, far off towards evening, is a beautiful sight. It was to me a beautiful sight. You'd think I'd had enough of it all these years, but I haven't. God, how I long to be at sea again on a ship.